Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming in person and for those who are on Zoom. As we mentioned in previous shiurim, so we're going to start learning, hopefully, approximately an amud a week. And this week, we learned Daf Bet Amud Aleph, and there are many fascinating sugyos, and I don't know what to do. I mean, you have so much of a selection and variety here in Ksubos, both in our Rebkius and also in our Iyun. So I just took, I think, the most basic sugya. I'm not really sure if you call it basic, but I just remember when I was in yeshiva. So the first sugya that we learned in Ksubos was regarding the first Tosfot and Rashi about the idea of Sfeg Sfeika B'deika Leveruri. I'll explain the term. Just a few lines, we'll just understand what the story is here, and then we'll also explain the terms fix and explore all the things that are nogea to that. Okay, so let's start with our Mishnah in source number one. The Mishnah says, "Betula niset liyom harevi ve'almana liyom chamishi." Yes, a woman that was getting married for the first time, she's getting married, so she should get married on a Wednesday. Why? Shepa'amayim b'Shabbat batei dinim yoshvim b'ayarot. Back in the day, the Beis Din wasn't active every single day as it is today, but rather they only sat only twice a week in Yom Sheni and Yom Chamishi. Actually, once I saw a line that the reason is that they sat only twice a week because we had to make sure that the rabbis are learning Torah. Because if they would sit every single day, so when are they learning? They're hearing just people fighting all day long. When are they going to learn their Torah? So that's why they're sitting only twice a week. Very important for rabbis to go and learn. So I'm inviting all the rabbis of the Toronto community to come join our learning here at Bnei Yosef Chondov. Anyways, so they said only on Mondays and Thursdays. So the reason why they got married on Wednesdays, Shim hayalo tanat betulim, hayam ashkim lebeidin, if after their first night together, he wasn't satisfied because he has a certain claim about her virginity. And because of that, he might have a claim that he doesn't want to stay with her. He might have a claim that she doesn't deserve a ksuba. Whatever that is, we're going to learn that throughout this year. So he should go to Beis Din immediately. So they're getting married on a Wednesday in order to have the option to go to Beis Din on Thursday immediately. Do you have a source sheet? I don't think I have any more left. Because your computer. Yeah, the computer. Okay. Great. Okay, so he's going to Beis Din. Now, the Rishonim are actually having a discussion, what is he actually going to gain by going to the Beis Din? Tosfot asks, in source number two, V'im tomar, hatenach eshet kohen, o pchuta mebat shalosh, deleika elachat sveka, kedamem bagmara.
In order for a woman to be usher on her husband, so we have to have two things. First of all, she lost her virginity when they were already when she was already mekudeshes, when they already were in this relationship, and also it has to be beratzon, willingly, and she wasn't raped. So you have to have two things. She has to be tachtov once they are mekudeshet, once they were. What is the right word to distinguish? Betroth, right? It's a very complicated word.
Just saying after Kiddushin.
After Kiddushin. Okay, so it has to be after Kiddushin, and also it has to be Beratzon. So in that case, only then she will be Usser. So says Tosfot, every single woman, in that case, will be a Sfeika Sfeika. He says, wait, he has what's called a Ta'anat Betulim, he has some kind of claim, but in order for her to be prohibited on him, so that we have to have two steps. First of all, question one, was it after the Kiddushin? Question number two, was she raped or was it willingly? So because of that, we have two sfeikos, we have a sfeik sfeika. So even if he's right, that indeed he has a tainas betulim, but still she is okay. They could carry on being together. So in that case, what is he actually coming to Beis Din for? Saying that something happened? Who cares? Sfeik sfeika, you can stay together, everything is fine. What? Safek tachtav, safek lo tachtav, before or after Kiddushin? And even if it is after Kiddushin, maybe she was raped. In that case, she's not usher. In the case that the Kiddushin was before she was 3 years old, so for sure it was after the Kiddushin. That's as we know, because if it was before the Kiddushin, so the virginity used to come back. So if she was, again, biologically, Sorry? We'll get to that. Of course, we have here doctors that will say that's not true, or it is true, I don't know. So if the Kiddushin was before she was in the age of three, so if it was for sure after the Kiddushin. So there's only one Suffolk. In that case, you could actually gain something. If you have a Suffolk, Suffolk deraisa, maybe she actually did some kind of iser. L'chama, she has to go, he has to divorce her. If she's an Eshes Kohen, so I don't care if she was raped or not raped. If Eshes Kohen was, even if she was raped, so that is, for that reason, is enough for a Kohen to divorce his wife. So says Tosfot, it makes sense to go to Beis Din if your wife was Mekudeshet before the age of three. Or if you are a Kohen. But if you're a regular Israel and your Kiddushin was only later on, so in that case, what are you gaining coming to Beis Din? It's a sveika, and should be permitted no matter what. Why should you even go to Beis Din? That's the question of Tosfot. What are you going to say to Beis Din? What are you going to gain from Beis Din? So says Tosfot, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Lo plug Rabbanan betakanta. Indeed, the real reason to come to Beis Din on Thursdays is only if your wife was mekudeshet before the age of three, or that you're a Kohen and she's an Eshes Kohen. Because only then you could say there is a Suffolk, and because of the Suffolk, the Beis Din will tell them, okay, you guys have to separate. Only then there's actually a good reason. And only because of that, Chachamim were metaken to get married on Wednesday. And what about the rest of us? So the rest of us, he says, lo plug. Chacham says we have a takan because of these types of marriages. So now lo plug, every single type of marriage will also get married on Wednesday. We don't want to have any confusions. Everyone should have in their calendar the wedding is going to be on Wednesday. Yeah.
In order to do that, it needs to be very common.
What? Yeah. I mean, for only that case that will come, and usually people didn't know what petach petach is. Yeah, it's.
Well, we know it wasn't common. We talked about this already 2 weeks ago. The whole claim of Pesach Pasuach can only occur with a girl who's between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half.
So why would they? Why was Chaim in the Taka and only?
I hear.
What? Was it back then that girls got married between 12 and 12 and a half?
Rabbi Isai, we'll have a share about that sometime. I don't promise, not by me, but we have to just delve into the sugya.
Can I just ask another quick question?
Yeah.
Why not extend it to an almana also? Why only limit it to a betula?
Almana, she's already, she's not a virgin.
There's no
besul.
Right, but I'm saying, so we're going to say there's a low plug, even if there's not going to be an issue if it's a fake fake, if it's a low plug,
I'm
not going to
be also for almanas, so interesting.
So what am I
just
saying? What's the standard thing to talk about that? We're going to say, the value for the almana, the bracha, the dagim, and we have...
No, so he says, if we're doing also for the almana, a special day, so can I also have for the rest of the people? So it's a nice question, actually.
No, because the low plug is only within the category of women for whom this whole thing is no...
Aha, yeah. For whom, the tayin of the patuach actually is relevant. Okay, that is according to Tosfos, who says that the takana is only for Eshes Koyen and Pchutan Megimel. All the rest is Lopluk. That is the opinion of Tosfot. But actually, Rashi gives a different explanation. Rashi says, no, this is actually a good thing to come to Beis Din for every single wife, or for every single case of marriage. I'll just go quickly to the last two lines in source number three. Why? מתוך שיבוא לבית דין יתברר הדבר כשיצא הכל שמעבור עדים. So he says that the best thing, the reason why you should come is because now you have this case. Petach batoch matzati. And indeed, you have a sfik sfika. Once you're going to come to Beis Din, the gossip will start moving around the community. People will hear, you know, that he said petach batoch, and then people might come and say, yes, you know, we saw it when it happened. Was it before or after the Kiddushin? I'm not really sure if they could determine the onus of the ratzon, but the people could maybe come and give testimony. So he says, why are we doing this? In order for us to be mevarer, to try to determine ourselves what actually happened here. Okay? And says the Ritva, according to Rashi, it actually makes more sense because according to Tosfot, if it's only the case of Eshes Kohen or under the age of three, which is only one Suffolk, so why do you need Beis Din? You said Petach Padom Matzati? Okay. You don't have to ask the Rav every single question. It's very clear. If you think that there's a problem here, there's a Suffolk here, even without asking the Rabbi, just decide not to stay with this wife, with this woman. Because once you have already a Suffolk, you think this is the Metzius, you know the Metzius better than the Beis Din, so in that case, just leave her. The only reason we need to go to Beis Din, says the Ritva, is because of Rashi. Because there is the Sfeik Sfeika, and if it's a Sfeik Sfeika, so actually they kissed it together, but we actually want to figure out the Mitzias, what happened here? So only for the case which that was after Kiddushin of the age of three, the Kiddushin was after the age of three, and Eshes Yisrael, only for them actually, we need to go to Beis Din, because Beis Din has the tools and ways of investigating. Okay? So according to Rashi, although there's a Sfeik Sfeika, we're doing it because we want to actually know the Mitzvah, what actually happened. And that says a Ritva, that's actually the only reason why we need Beis Din, in order to use their tools to be Mevarer, to try to figure these things out, to examine this issue. But according to Tosfot, if you have Sfeik Sfeika, so for sure it's okay, you can stay with her, you're gaining absolutely nothing by going to Beis Din. We need this Tekanah, we're getting married on Wednesdays, only if it's a case of one Safek, Eshes Kohen or Pchuta Bat Gimel. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara actually asks it, and then the Gemara answers on our very page. Shokdu Chachovim Rebnot Yisrael, that Chachovim wanted the husband to be mashkia in the meal, and he would prepare it for 3 days. So if they get married on Sundays, on Shabbos he will be too tired because of the Ofrof, and Fridays that, so he doesn't have the time and energy to do it. So that's why it's only Wednesdays. That's the question of the Gemara, and that's their answer. Shokdu Chachovim Rebnot Yisrael.
What would Chester say to Rashi's point about having maybe Aiden will come?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good time. I don't know. What he's going to say about why aren't we investigating?
Yes.
Oh, so this is the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says in source number 5, Nira de plugtat Rashi vetosfot. You know what the machloket is? You know what he's going to answer you? They actually have a fundamental machloket. Is fake sfeika sheefshar levarer sharia o lo? Le Rashi tzrich itruach levarer. Le Rabbeinu Tam eno tzrich vehi plugtat kadmonim. This actually is their machlokes. Both of them agree, we have your Sfeik Sfeika. When you have a Sfeik Sfeika, so should you just close your eyes and say, okay, Sfeik Sfeika, I'm not going to ask around, I'm not asking any questions, I'm not going to investigate, I'm just going to rely on the Sfeik Sfeika, says Tosfot. Yes, if you have Sfeik Sfeika, rely on it entirely, you don't have to be mevarer anything, you don't have to examine anything, you don't have to do your own homework, that's it, just rely on the Sfeik Sfeika. But according to Rashi, Sfeik Sfeika is only if you don't know and you have no way at all of knowing the Mitzias. Only then you use Sfeik Sfeika. You have no idea what's happening here. Only then you can use Sfeik Sfeika. But if you could actually figure things out on your own, oh, by all means, do it. Try to figure out as much as you can, and then we'll see what we have here. Ken,
there where the Russians want is willing to do, and that's why you're going to say in that case of Sfeik Sfeika, they will go to Beijing. It's only when they have Adim, but there's also other ways of Bevel that are not Adim, and it's still Russia would say you still not going to be made from here. The question is, the bearer is only because there is aiding, there might be aiding?
Every single case has their own ways of finding things out. We're going to see halacha maise that if you have a Sfeik Sfeika of a treifa, should you even examine the behemah or not? It's not necessarily aiding. Just you have ways of finding things out. We'll see now examples of using all kind of the ways that Chazal had rov chazaka when you could actually figure these things out. But says Chatan Sofer, they're machlokas. We're going to see it's machlokas Rama and Shach machlokas. Rashba and Shum Sadesh and Rishonim, whether if you have a Sfeik Sfeika, just rely on a Sfeik Sfeika, or you have to try to be mevel to figure things out without a Sfeik Sfeika beforehand. Yeah?
Something that Idan and I were discussing also is there an additional suffix of maybe Adim aren't going to even come?
That's when an eagle.
That's a Sfeika?
That's when an eagle hover. Eagle hover is maybe.
Let's see. Maybe. Yeah, it's not something to come in. Can we ask someone? We'll see if we can. So,
why is that not a suffix to be?
It's not a suffix. It's not a suffix. You're going to Beis Din. Either they come, either they don't come. I think your question should be different, but I won't get into it. I think you should ask a different question. Like, you should ask a question that one of my Rebbeim Chevron asked, Rabbi Tzach Lando, Zichron Levacha. So he asked, usually a Sfeik Sfeika Dikle Varure is something that you could actually, you know someone knows the answer. You know there's this person, I could ask him. But here, you're saying, wait a second, maybe there is a person.
That's essentially what we're asking.
That's the correct way of asking the question, in my humble opinion. So he has a shir about it, if you see it in Tzach Chochma. I won't present it here, unfortunately. Okay? So that's a fundamental machlokas. I brought here a few examples of cases that we check things out and don't rely on the instruments that Chazal provide us in order to determine sfeikos. For instance, chazaka, right? Is my tzitzis kosher? It was yesterday, so I assume it's kosher today. I have a chazaka. But maybe I should actually check every single day. So we just look, see if it's kosher, count the number of strings, and it's okay. Says the Tur in Or HaChaim in source number 6, Ye'ayen atzitzit kodem lachen, shiyu shlemim, shintkelkel echad mehem, hu bracha levatala. Because since I make a bracha every single day on my talis, so before you say the bracha, check your talis to make sure that everything's okay. Otherwise, it might be a brachal v'tola. That's also halacha l'maaseh in the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim, Siman Chesiv Tet. Kodem sheyivarech, yayen bechutei atzitzit im hem kshirim, kedei shelo yivarech l'vatola. Since there is brachal v'tola here in steak, so in that case, it's so easy. Just look at it, and that's it. And you could, and before you make a bracha, check your tzitziot. So, Magen Avraham says, wait a second, there's this machlokes. Why just don't we rely on the chazaka? Says Magen Avraham in source number 8, מקום חייב לבודקם משום דאין סומכים על החזקה במקום שיכולים לבררו. Yeah, because if you could easily check it, although we have a chazaka, but you don't rely on the chazaka, in the case you could be mevarer. Maybe the same thing like Rashi. Here's different because it's a sveika. Here's chazaka, but you see the same idea. And then he says, "What happens if you?" Well, in a moment, just a second. He says, "So says the Gevram, what happens if you don't have enough time? We're always in a rush in the morning, and you know to do a proper check could take a few seconds, maybe a few minutes even." So he says, "If you are going to lose tefillah b'tzibur, the minute's already started, and you're going to be late. So in that case, you could do it without checking it because you have the chazaka, and in this case, you cannot check it because you're going to lose minyan." So that is considered to be a case that you cannot check it. But if you could check it, don't rely on the chazaka. Yeah?
Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say that when you're just in the midst of tzitzis, you can rely on the chazaka, it's just a bracha you can't?
Okay, so you're asking a very good question. Wait a second, why do we need the question of bracha v'tola? Machlokes Rishonim, whether bracha v'tola is a deraisa or derabanan, waiting a four-cornered garment without a tzitzis is an issa deraisa. So saying that the reason you have to check it is because of that. It's a kasha of the achronim. I will mention it. It's actually a in source 16 who asked that question. I think we'll get there.
I could just be misremembered. Doesn't Mishnah Berurah say you can rely on that chazaka for tzitzis?
You can, but why? Why? So says Rabbi Kiviger, if your concern is that you might be wearing a four-cornered garment without the tzitzis, so that is something you'll have to check every single second. Wait a second, am I okay? Wait a second, am I okay? Bracha is only one fine thing, so that's the reason why you do that. So that's his answer. That's why you can't check all the time, because it's impossible to check every single second. Okay, so that is the Magen Avraham. That they says you can't rely on the chazaka in the case that you could actually figure this thing out and examine it yourself. Dogo Milvava in source number 9. So he says, look at Magen Avraham Sivan Tafim Zayin Vitzoichiyun. So let's see why we should look at Sivan Tafim Zayin and Tzoichiyun. So what is there in Siman Tafim Zayin? So Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach in source number 10 says the following: Hasochel Bayit Mechaveru Biudalid Venode Imu Baduk. Yes, I am now renting an apartment of a friend of mine in Israel because I'm there for Pesach. I didn't know if it's checked or not, and I'm just entering on Yudalid Nisan. So if imu ba'ir shaloim batko, if he's in town, I'll ask him. Did you clean the house? There's no chametz. Terrific. Im eno ba'ir, but if he's not here and I can't ask him, and he's I don't know in Australia. It's already Pesach in Australia. Chizkato baduk. So the chazaka is that it's checked because usually people don't leave their houses and give it to them on Yudaled when it's not checked. The chazaka is that it's most chances it is checked. Wait a second. So you see from here. So it says Magen Avraham in source 11, you see from here that if you could figure it out, don't rely on the chazaka, right? If he's here, ask him. If you could have relied on the chazaka, even when you could check it out yourself, you didn't have to ask him any questions. Now that you had to ask him questions, you see you don't rely on the chazaka in the case that you could check things out. And that contradicts a separate halacha, because in the laws of treifas, once you shecht an animal, you don't have to check afterwards for all the 18 treifas, although you could actually do an autopsy to the animal, but you don't have to do that, because you can rely on the chazaka that this is a kosher animal without any treifa inside it. So why is it that in the case of shechita, we could rely on the chazaka. Although you could do after that an autopsy, you could check out the animal. And here we're saying no. Ask the owner of the apartment if he checked the house of chametz or not. Says Magen Avraham, no. I'll tell you what the rule is. The rule is that when you have a chizkas iser, so in that case you have to be mevarech. This house has a chizkas iser. There is a chazaka that they had chametz throughout the year, because this person, of course, had chametz in this house throughout the year. So there's a chazaka saying that there is chametz here. There's a chazaka that contradicts it, saying that most chances that he checked it. So what do you do? So you should ask him, because he had the chizkas iser against you. In the case of treifas, there is no chazaka that this is treif. So because of that, you don't have to actually check if it's treif after you shecht the animal. That's what he says. So if you have a contradicting chazaka, chazkas iser, only then you have to check if you have something which is good for you. So the question actually is, in tzitzis, you have chazkas kashrus. It's not a chazkas psul. It's not like a house full of chametz. So in that case, why do you have to check every single morning? That is the question of the Dugum of Varva, and that's why he says tzarichiyun. Okay? Yeah, I want to ask a question?
Yeah, what about the second half of the halakha with checking the house, where it says you don't have to check it?
No, because he's not here, because you can't. He's not here.
But why don't you check it, isn't that?
Ah, no, so you don't have enough time. To check it, just doing a bdikas chametz.
Exactly.
Why just not do that? Uh-huh. Just check it around the house. I'm not really into it. I don't know what to say.
I think the assumption is there isn't enough time.
Yeah.
To do it from scratch, bdika. Meaning like a real, like I'm wearing
to check the house properly.
Does he have a chiyuv to do say
to do that before this man? He's arriving.
Then what's the question? Like
I hear.
The question is, can you be there at all?
No, so the answer is you could be there because it's a chazaka. Just can you rely on the chazaka or not?
Only if there's not enough time. If he has enough time to go somewhere else in the city and go and ask him and then go back and
the city there is not, he's downtown Toronto. It'll take you an hour to get there.
To go and ask him, you're probably going to have time to check.
It's a pigeon on the
fly.
Sorry? Because in the case of because chametz, yeah, because there's bittul. I think there's an answer there that says that. Yeah, because it could be even more makel. That's right. Yeah, there is an approach. That I don't remember which name that I saw it, but you're right. Because since there's already bittul, it's only the rabbanan. And because chametz is only the rabbanan. So the question is, so the question of the Dugum of Rava is, why do we need to check? Because you could rely on the chazaka that it's kosher. Right? And there's no chizkas iser against it. That's the question of the Dugum of Rava, and he is in Tzarich Iyun. So, why?
Especially for people that live outside of the enclosure, there's wear and tear everything.
Sorry?
There's wear and tear everything.
Yeah. So the Taz actually says that. I'm not sure if the Taz says that.
In 15,
he's saying something different. But yeah, I mean, the Talis has more chances to be mitkalkel. I think also the Magen Avraham himself says that in source number 8. I didn't read it out, but he says another reason why you need to check. To begin with, there's no cheskes kashas to tzitzis, because it is actually wear and tear, as you say. So because that is a chazaka. That's another option why it could be different. The Machzor Shekel and Chatam Sofer, they basically ask this question properly. They say more or less the same answer. I'll just say it baal peh, that in the case of tzitzis. So wait a second, how did it go? In tzitzis. See the last three lines in tzitzis. So he says, in source 13. Again, there's no chazkas iser. צריך לומר כי לא נחזקה גריה מרובה, אם כן מחזקה אפילו לא הווה לחזקת איסור. מקום כמו לא עדיף מרובה שהיה לחזקת איסור, צריך בדיקה לחתחילה. He says there are two different kind of chazakos. The chazaka of the house is that most people check the house. Like it's more kind of a rov. In the case of Rav against Chazaka, so in that case, you have to be Mevarer. This case, you're saying it's a Chazakas Kashris, so it's not a Rav, it's a Chazaka. Chazaka is less than a Rav, so because of that, even though there's no contradicting Chazaka, you still have to check. So just explain again. In the case of Pesach, it's a kind of a chazaka. It's not a chazaka like what happened is will carry on. It's a chazaka of nature of people. The majority of people give you a house in the 14, which is okay. So it's kind of a rav. It's a rav against the chazaka sister. You can rely on the rav only if you can't figure this out yourself without asking him. Here, on the other hand, saying that the sister is kosher, it's a chazaka only. Although there's not a chazaka against it, saying it was kosher yesterday, so be kosher also today. So even though there isn't a chazaka against it, but it's only chazaka, that's like a rov against a chazaka that you need to check it out if you can. Okay? Is that more or less clear?
Wouldn't that be the same thing with Felman?
What?
Wouldn't that be the same thing with Felman? It's also chazaka based off the fact that I knew it was kosher.
So what do you want to do? Check every single day?
I'm saying we don't have that.
We can't.
I understand.
It's also I mean, because if you open every single day, so you'll just ruin the tefillin. No, really, you can't do it. I mean, so yeah, if you could have, if you had X-ray vision, maybe you should have, but you don't. At the moment, yeah. Okay, so that is more or less this. I'm afraid about the time a bit. Should we carry on? Let's carry on at the moment and leave Kivigil maybe later on. Okay? Okay. So, that is basically a few halachos regarding tzitzis. Halacha ma'is, by the way, maybe we'll see. So it's 14. The Prisha brings the Rosh and he says that only a Chared Dvar Hashem should check every single day. Only if you're a Charedi or a Chared Dvar Hashem. I mean, that's what he said, Chared Dvar Hashem. But he says, Ha'olam lo nagu livdok. The common practice in the world is not to check every single day. And it is okay because you have a Chazakah of Cheskas Kashrus. So even if you don't check every single day, it's not the worst thing in the world. And you can rely on the Chazakah. Okay. Back to this fundamental machlokus of sveik sveika. So, as I said, we discussed a bit of rov and chazaka in the case that you could figure check it out yourself, as brought here in tzitzis and everything. But what about sveik sveika? So this actually trickles the machlokus of Rashi and Tosfot is also brought down halacha maise in Yoreh De'ah Siman Kuf Yud. This is the Siman full of sveik sveika issues. You have there the famous Shach that brings his sveik sveika laws. So the Rama says he brings the halacha maise that if you have in source 18 of shebechizkat isur omed v'nishba nishmat gapo safek mechayim ulachar shchita. ואם תמצלמם בחיים, שמה לא נקבע הריאה, יש להתיר ספיק ספיקה, אף על פי שיש לברר על די בדיקת ריאה, אין לחוש. There is a case there of a chicken that you see that he has a broken wing. And you don't know if the wing was broken before the shechita or after the shechita. And even if it was before the shechita, if it was after the shechita, who cares? And even if it was before the shechita, maybe it didn't puncture the lungs, the re'ah, and make a treif. Right? That's the question. I want to know if this chicken is kosher. Does it have a punctured lung? Is it treif or not? So you have a sveik sveika. You see that there's only a broken wing. When was the wing broken? Before the shechita or after? Even if it was before the shechita, that might be potential treif. But you know what? Maybe it didn't puncture the lungs. Says the Rama. Although you could actually open the body and check the lung. Is it kosher or not? You don't need to. Sveik sveika, and you're good to go. So the Rama Paskins, allegedly, let's say, like Tosfot, that b'sveik sveika, that you could actually check it out, don't check it, it's fine. No need at all to check. The Shach, he says that, contrairement, ain't simply ka klal, but he says, if you look in the Rashbo, afilu heicha deika sveik sveika, tsarich b'dika, heicha deicholim levarer al yedei b'dika. I brought here the Rashbo, the footnote, in the footnote number one. I'll say about the story that there was a flock of bulls. No, a herd, yeah. A flock of what, Randy?
Seagulls,
okay. So there was a herd of bulls, and a lion was in their midst. So now he attacked them. One of them was hurt. We don't know who it was. And even though, so we want to know now, can we eat from the meat of the of these cows, of these bulls? So says the Rashba, it's a sfeik sfeika, apparently, right? Sfeik, if he actually hit this animal, if he was dores this animal. And even if he did, maybe he hurt the animal in a way that's still not treif. So sfeik sfeika, I don't know if it's this animal, and I also don't know if he actually harmed it in a way that he turned it into treif. So says the Rashba, you know what? You can rely on sfeik sfeika only when you can't figure these things out yourself. But now if you're going to take this cow and shecht it, just check if it's treif or not. If you could check it out, let's see the final two lines in the footnote. Shema yesh lomar, de lo shar yesh sfeik sfeika, ich elaheicha de lo efshar lamod al buryo shol davar, imu asur, im lav. Aber bemakom she efshar lamod al buryo shol davar, bodkim, vechen adin noten. He says, when do you use sfeik sfeika? Only when you can't answer the questions yourself. But if you answer the questions yourself, what happened here? So just check it out. So according to the Rashba, if you could be mevarer, so don't rely on the sfeik sfeika.
This is definitely different than the case of Pesach Petuach. That's exactly different, because there he cannot be mevarer by himself. He cannot answer the question. All those cases, he himself can say something. But in the Pesach Petuach,
Wait. Let's say this person is a complete Amaretz. Sorry, not Amaretz. Avrech Kolal, but doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. So he has to go to someone and do the job for him. So also here, he doesn't have the tools to make now a big investigation, but the Beis Din does. So he's asking the Beis Din to use their tools to figure this thing out.
But he still knows that there is a way, there is someone that can go out to it. There is an answer, and the answer is
really the answer is for sure out there. So that's your original question. That was your original question beforehand. And Yochanan, I said it is kind of different. You're right, but that is the original question as we said beforehand. The Rabbi Tzachlando question. Yeah.
The question of whether you have to be bar when you have a sfeik sfeika, the exact same question is whether you have to be bar when you have a rav. Because when you have a sfeik sfeika, there's a rough chance that it's not a trade.
Oh,
there's a 75% chance.
Okay. So first of all, you assume one thing, that in Rav we have to check.
I'm just saying it should be consistent.
Okay, so we'll see regarding Rav. We'll see soon that Rashi says in Chulin that even in the case of Rav, even if you could check it out, you don't have to check it out. That's so Rav. And also, you have another assumption that speak is Rav.
So let's see.
Very good. Very, very good. So that is actually a very, very great way for bringing us to source 20, and the Chazon Yechezkel, Rabbi Yechezkel Avramsky, the Av Beis Din of the London Beis Din, London, yeah, in Yonah de Yoma. So he was obviously of the London Beis Din, also the Rosh Hashiva of Slobodka, and he wants to explain the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfot, and the machlokas of the Rama and the Rashba, the Shach, who brings down the Rashba Lach Lemaisa, and he says their fundamental machloket actually is what is sfeik sfeika. Let's see his words. He says in source 20, he wants to explain the background, what is actually the root of the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfot. So says the Chazon Yechezkel, Plugta Tamach HaMaseh, Yisrael, v'chulei. He plugda b'yisod ha'iter she sfeik sfeika. They actually have a fundamental machlokes. What is sfeik sfeika? L'da'at Rashi mashma, she'ikar ha'iter she sfeik sfeika, hu medin rov. I'm in source 20 in the second paragraph. According to Rashi, what is sfeik sfeika? As you said, it's rov. V'cheni da'at Rashba. There's an explicit Rashba in the Tshuva who says that sfeik sfeika is actually rov. Why? Because the rov options are, it is okay, right? If you have a tree, what happened here? So you have only 25% that this is the Metzias, but here I have 75%, that is okay. So it's rov. Kromar ha'iter hu machmat mahut hu metziut ha'maseh. She'esh bo rov tzadadim lomar, she'etzem ha'maseh haya be'iter. Because we're actually trying to figure out the Metzias, what happened here, and the majority of options that you have in front of you are actually that it is okay. וכיוון שהיתר הוא מתוך המציאות ואופן המעשה, if we're actually trying to explore the Metzias, so כל איך שאפשר לברורי, את מהות המעשה, איך נעשה, יש לברורי. So if you could figure it out, not using any instruments of sfeik sfeika, of rov, whatever it is, so go figure it out. Why are you using all these instruments? Just open your eyes and see what is actually happening here. That is according to Rashi, and that is why sfeik sfeika is actually a rov, and instead of using this instrument called Rav or Sfeik Sveika, just go and figure out yourself. And then I'll take your question. But he says that a Tosfot she saw that it is fake sveka in no medin rov. Tosfot doesn't think that fake sveka is rov. Why is fake sveka usually so easy? Not because it's rov. It's not because you have the majority of options who are actually saying that it is okay. Achecha she fake sveka leheitera keilu ein kan isur klal. If you have sofek and sofek, so in that case it's not a sofek at all. Right? You have a sofek. I don't know what's happening here. But even in the sofek itself is in question whether it is actually a valid suffix. So there is no suffix. He explains that if we hold that suffix deraisa is the chumra only with the rabbanon, so then adding another suffix makes it a suffix derabanan lekula. He says it is as if there is no isser here whatsoever. You have a suffix, and that suffix itself is questionable. So in that case, there is no suffix. There is no suffix. If the question is also in question, there is no question. That is why Sfeik Sfeik is so okay. So he says, I don't need to try to find any answers if there is no question. If the question to begin with is not a valid question, I don't need to find answers. If we say, no, there is a suffix, and Sfeik Sfeik is a tool, an instrument to be mevad of the suffix, so wait a second, I have other tools. I could open my eyes and see myself. I could ask the Beis Din to try to have some kind of investigation. And because of that, that is actually the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfot. That if we say that it's a tool to be mevarech a safek, so in that case, open your eyes. But if we're saying that there is no safek whatsoever, because a safek is a safek only if it is for sure a safek, so in that case, don't answer any questions, because there is no questions to answer. Okay, so Rashi would say. So wait, I don't understand. Again. Yeah, if you can check it, so rely on it. You can rely on it. Because you have a suffix, and Chazal gave us the instrument of Achreira, Chazal or Jeraisa, he had this instrument called Rav, Achreirim La'atot, that you could use the Rav in order to determine reality, either to determine reality or to be Machriya, whatever you call it. We had a sure about that. Sorry? According he says we use Rav, we use Sfeik Sveika only when we have questions. We have a suffix. So, but if you could answer the suffix by yourself in a better way, so in that case, check it out.
What's the difference?
Because it's a suffix that has a Rav. Usually suffix is 50-50. Sfeik Sveika, you have Rav Tzadim. Yeah, it's a suffix with a Rav. Yeah, but according to Tosfot, Sfeik Sveika is not a suffix. There's no question. So there's no question. So don't try to find answers. Yeah.
So for me, Tosfot, there is this interesting case. Rav Asher writes this question to the Middle Sasher. I forget how he gets to his final decision. So there was this woman who left her husband, and then she went home with one guy, and then she went to this another guy, then there was a kid. And so is the kid a mumzer.
Okay.
So the first question was, well, why didn't this go ask everybody? But apparently all the guys died. Okay. So that's what he says in the tshuva. But if it's not a question, she could have stepped with this guy, she could have stepped with that guy, she could have stepped with the husband. Each one's a Sfeik Sveika. So it seems like
so in order to be matir mamzer, it's kind of different. You have to have what's called tri rube, malas biyuchsin. We will actually, I think, reach that in around the few bit and tetvar, remember exactly the dapim. Mamzer is something else. And also mamzer, sometimes we try to also close our eyes in order to find solutions. That's also something which is actually kind of common.
I'm just saying, theoretically, can you say it's a space? If you say there's no question.
So in that case, for sure it's okay, you're saying. If it's, are you here?
Even though each one is not really a heter, but each, there's so many different sphinx fakers, there's no question.
It could be, I don't know. I mean, Mamzer is things, Bilmo Shalaylam, and Bishop Weiss knows better than me, of course, but maybe, we'll see. Yeah.
I really understand this understanding of Rashi as talking about Rove, because that makes sense if something is 50-50, but what if it's not like that? What if it's 20-80 and then an 80% chance there's another 20-80?
Ah, okay. So, but still you have Rav Tzadim. You still have Rav Tzadim. Right? So even though It could be either yes or no. So although the no is 80%, 20%, but then, actually the opposite. Okay, you have Rav Tzadim, okay? I mean, so maybe each suffix maybe has different percentages, but in the end, you have more options that allow it to be okay. So even though the Metzias could be, as you're saying, to the other side, but the fact they have more options is fine.
Why is it so partial that we go over?
That is, I think, a big discussion in Sveik Sveika. Why do you go that way? I could give you another example, but it's not appropriate. But I'll give you some other time. Okay, with this understanding of Sveik Sveika, I think this is also a machlokas nafkamina. What is Sveik Sveika? Whether it's Rav or there's no suffix whatsoever, so it can be a nafkamina regarding machlokas of the Mahari Ben Lev and the Shach in the book Tokfu Koyin in source 21. The Mahari Ben Lev proves from Tosfot Daftet that in the case of Sveik Sveika, the woman still deserves her ksuba. That's what comes out of Tosfot. I won't get into it, but she could say, listen, since the entire question, if I did something wrong, is only Sveik Sveika, so I deserve my ksuba. Okay? Wait, so she wants to get from her husband the ksuba using Sveik Sveika. Right? Wait a second. Sveik Sveika, if it's a Rav, so we have this rule. Ein holchim b'mamon achar harav. There is a rule that cannot use the instrument called Rav in order to be motzi money from a different person. If Sveik Sveika is Rav, so how can you be motzi from someone money? So, but nevertheless, Mahari Ben Lev, he is medayik from Tosfot, that she could take out a ksuba from her husband by using this Sveik Sveika. So he says, we see from here that a person can be motzi money using a Sveik Sveika. The Shach says, I disagree. But maybe their fundamental machlokis is as we said. If Sveik Sveika is Rav, so in that case, you can't take out money from other people using this instrument, this tool called Rav. So in that case, you can't use also a Sveik Sveika to be motzi money from someone. But according to Mahari Ben Lev, maybe he holds, no. Sveik Sveika means there is no question at all. If there's no question at all, there's no suffix whatsoever, so let's just carry on as usual, and you owe me my money, she would say. So in that case, she's not being motzi money using Sveik Sveika as an instrument of Rav. No, there's no question at all. So the pashtus is, you owe me money. So that's my suggestion, that maybe that this is actually the machlokas of Mahari Ben Lev and Shach. Maybe a potential nafkamina would be, if Sveik Sveika is Rav or not, if they can be motzi money using Sveik Sveika. By the way, regarding the ksuba case, how is it that according to Tosfot, it really does seem that she is able to be motzi money from her husband, the ksuba. She could actually be collect her ksuba from her husband because of Sveik Sveika, and if it's a rov, so how could she do that? So he says, the Shev Shmaitza, the Shev Shmaitza says, he says that even if Zeso, he says only in the case of ksuba, you could use Sveik Sveika to take out money, and you know what? Even in the case of Rav, you could collect the ksuba from the husband. Why? Because he says he has this idea that a ksuva, a shtar that you have in your hands, so it's considered to be gavui. Since the shtar is a way for you to actually collect something, the fact that you have it, so now it's the opposite. If the husband doesn't want to pay, he is taking away from her right. The question here is, who is the muhzak? Is the husband muhzak in the money, or is the wife muhzak in the money? Once she has a shtar, she has a ksuba in her hand, she is the muhzak. So he says, once you're the muhzak, you could use rov, you could use Sveik Sveika, you could use whatever you want, because you're actually the person who is muhzak the money. What? Yeah, so that's what I think is kind of a chiddush to say about ksuba. I know that many poskim say, let's say, migo lehoitzi, right? You use the time of migo in order to take money out of others. So migo lehoitzi lo amrinan. But if you have a shtar in your hand, so migo lehoitzi amrinan. So, but the question is whether ksuba is the same thing as a regular shtar. He wants to say that the ksuba is a regular shtar as well. So that's why you're also considered to be muhzak. But even though she might die earlier, I think there are still more chances that she's supposed to get, right? Either the divorce or he dies. So like it's two options for her and one option for him.
He also argue that if she dies earlier, it's not that the ksuba isn't being paid, it's just that he's yarish.
That's right. He's actually getting the ksuba from her. Like she already got the ksuba, its rights and everything beforehand. Sorry?
It's not Hidyon. No, but if she dies first, then he paid her the ksuba with a dissolution of the marriage, and then he inherits it from her.
Right. Oh, I see.
So it's still her money.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, so that is a very nice explanation of Dayan Abramsky. Explain the machlokas. What is actually sfeik sfeika, whether it is rov or not? There is one tiny problem with this, in my humble opinion, that Rashi himself, his final conclusion in the sugya in Chulin, brought down here source 23 and 24. But I won't get into to the Tar sugya of Chulin. But Rashi's maskana is in source 24. I also underlined it. Vaday halacha Moshe v'Sinai had samchinan aruba afilu hecha deefshar. Even in the case that you could actually be mevarer to check things out, we still rely on this tool called Rov. So Rashi, on the one hand, in Chulin says very clearly, you can rely on Rov in the case that you can be Mevarer, but wait a second, here in Masechet Ksubos, we want to say that Rashi holds the opinion that in case of Sfeik Sfeika, you cannot only use Sfeik Sfeika, you have to be Mevarer. So if he wanted to say, no, Rashi's like, holds that Sfeik Sfeika is Rov, So I'm sure that Dan Abramsky knows this Rashi, but I don't know how he answers it. But I'm sure he knows, and I'm sure he has the answer. But without knowing his answer, there seems to be a problem, right? Because according to Rashi, very clearly in source 24, he says we rely on the Rav even if you can be Mevarer. And you want to say that Rashi here says for that very reason that you cannot be Mevarer. Yeah?
No.
You cannot rely on the Sfeik Sfeika because it's a Rav. Sorry, yeah.
Not all Ravs are equal.
What?
Just talking about
a
rov in Chulin, where it's
so it's a big discussion there. He says, there's a machlokas, what is fixed? Is it rov de itakaman, rov de leitakaman? Yeah, that is a discussion. I hear, could be, of course. I mean, it's a mitzvah to be miyashev the Chazon Yecheskel. I'm sure that there is an answer. He was a complete genius. I'm sure they knew everything in Rashi Balpeh. But just for the sake of bringing another answer, what could be the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfot? I wanted to say that there might be some kind of trouble with this pshat. Okay? So what could be another way to explain the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfot? So there is a fundamental machlokas. I'm not really sure if it's a machlokas. It wasn't very clear to me whether it's a machlokas or not. But as we said, there's a machlokas, Rama and Rashba, Rama and Shah, halacha lemaise, sfeik sfeika, in the case that you can actually check it, do you rely on the sfeik sfeika or not? Says the Pischei Tshuva on the spot in Yoreh De'ah, so he brings the Noid B'Yehuda, Shekatav De'af HaRashba, the matzrich berur, haynu davka heicha deyachol levarer shnei hasfekot. Velo yishar anu shum safek. Aval ifilo imachar haberur, akati lo yirvo anu rak safek echad, vehasafek hasheni yefshar levarer, rak dememele yasum hasafek deoraita, baze ein tzrich levarer. Says Pischei Tshuva, according to the Rashba, if you could answer the questions of the sfeik sfeika, so you should check it and don't rely on the sfeik sfeika, says the Pischei Tshuva, that's true, this is not Yehuda, Rukiv Eger, many posts can say, this is true only if you could answer all of the questions. Sfeik sfeika are two questions, only if you could answer every single question. But if you're only answering half of the questions, and now you're going to say, I'm going to now say, it's not a sfeik sfeika, it's not only one suffix, and something derives of the chumrah, so in that case, no. We have to figure things out only if we don't have any instruments of chazal of determining the mitzias. Not sfeik derais of the chumrah, not rav, we have to answer all the questions. Okay? The chiyuv to check things out are only if after you check it out, it's for sure okay. There's no doubt about it whatsoever. That is the chiddush of the Pischei Tshuva, Rukiv Eger. Some say there might be a machlokes shach and the Pischei Tshuva. We'll see that in a moment. But the man said this is a given that the Pischei Tshuva says that if you, even those who say you should check it out, only if you could check out all the questions and answer all the questions. That's what they say. For that very reason, the Mishnah Halachos, Rav Menashe Klein, he brings a question, a person asked him that a person wanted to bring a Sefer Torah to the shul, and this shul, I don't know what's his problem so much, but they demand him to do a computer review on the Sefer Torah to determine whether it's 100% kosher. And I don't know why, for some reason, he doesn't want to do it, but he's asking, is it really so chashuv to do this computer review and do this check and determine whether it's kosher or not. So he brings this machlokas of sfeik sfeika, the kid of Elulei, and he says that also those who say that you have to be mevare, you have to figure things out, it's right in the footnote, in footnote number 2, in the last page. So he says, even those who said that you have to be mevarer, but as we said in the Pisri Tshuva, only if you answer the questions entirely, and there's no suffix left whatsoever, only then you have to check. So he says, even if you do it, so he says, if you ask me, does every single Sefer Torah has to do a computer check? He says, I don't think so. Because even the computer check is not 100%. It's very well advised to also, after that, check it yourself, manually, a person should look inside it. And because of that, and by the way, I remember as a young boy in shul, a teenager, and I remember every single time that there was a question about the Sefer Torah in shul, so I remember the Kaveh saying, it just came up for the computer check. It just came a computer check. Every single time it happened, and it's apparently the computer check either wasn't that great, or the rabbi was very machmir, I don't know, but Lemaisa, I mean, it's not 100%. So he says, since it's not 100%, so in that case, he says, we don't require anyone to do this computer check. So again, even those who said that you have to be mevarer, it's only if you could answer all the questions that we have. That is according to the Pesachei Tshuva. So, Shari Chaim, in source number 26, Shari Chaim is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the famous Mirosh Yeshiva. So he says that, I'll read it out, Nire de Rashi vetosfot pligei bepluktat hashach v'Reb Kiveiger. So he calls the question, if you have to answer all the sfeikas together, it's machlokes shach and Kiveiger. De Rashi svir le kedat hashach. דאף במקום דאיקה לברור רק ספק אחד, גם כן צריך לברר. ולא, אז אין מטר ספק ספקה. ולכן לא הוא צריך לומר, אלא שם יבואו עדים ויעידו שזינתה, וזה כולל שזינתה תחתיו. דדאי בזה שאפשר לברר רק ספק אחד, כדי להצריכו לבוא לבית דין. וכן את הריד והריטבה, שהזכירו רק שיעידו שזינתה תחתיו. אבל התוספות, ספיר לגדת רבקי ואיגר, דרק אם איקה לברור את שני הספקות, צריך לברר. ולכך הוא צריכו להוסיף שאידו שזדה ברצון, לנו גם תחתיו וגם ברצון. ואז יתברר איסור לגמרי. ורק אם משום כן יצריכו לבוא לבית דין. Says the Shari Chaim, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, so he says that, I'm not really sure if it's actually our machlokas, but he says that machlokas of Rashi and Tosfot is, no, both of them agree that sfeik sfeika is something that we need to, everyone agrees that you have to be, to check it out. You have to investigate. If you, ikele verurei, yes, be mevarer, you have to check it out. What is their machlokas? If you have to determine everything or part of it. Rashi says, if you could answer part of the questions, we have two questions here. If you could answer one question, check it out. If you could answer only the question when it happened, so Adim saw from a very distance that it was after the time of Kiddushin. So in that case, that's enough. Yes, I want you to check. Even one answer could be answered, check it out. But according to Tosfot, no, you have to check it out and not rely on Sfeik Sfeika, only if you could answer all of the questions. You could answer only one question, and he has a long piece there, why they could actually determine only one question. So I highly advise, recommend to see it. So he says, in that case, you don't have to check. So he says, Lamaisa, he thinks that both of them agree, Sfeik Sfeika Dikid Averurei, Berurei, yes, if you could check it out, yes, go check it out. What is the machlokas? According to Rashi, if you could answer even one question, go ahead and try to figure out the answer of that question. According to Tosfot, only if you can find all the answers, only then you should be mevarer. In this case, for some reason, you cannot be mevarer everything together. So in that case, you don't have to be mevarer. That's how the Chaim Shmulevitz explains. And now he tries also to explain why is that so? Why some say answer any question they could answer? And why some say, no, only if you could answer all the questions together. So he says in Ot Gimel, in source 26, he says, נרד הדבר תלוי בתמה דמילתא דלא איזה מבטל ספיק ספיקה. היכא דאיכא לברורי. He says the machlokas of the Shach and the Pischei Tshuva of Kveiger and Noda Biyuda, their machlokas is what they have to answer all the questions or part of the questions. They're, if you want to pinpoint their machlokas, it depends on the reason why do you need to be mevarer in the case of Sfeik Sfeika, they could be mevarer. Right? If, why? What is the rationale about that? לדעת על קביעייר הטעם בזה משום דעיקר למיחש שמית ברר הדבר שהוא אסור. Why is it, according to Noda Biyuda, that you have to do it only, you have to check not rely on the Sfeik Sfeika, only if you could answer all the questions. Why? Because we are concerned that you're going to do a definite Isser. That's our concern. So because of that, if you could really find out if this is a definite Isser or not, so go ahead and figure it out. And don't rely on this fake Sfeika. We're afraid, although we have this great instrument called fake Sfeika, but you know what? Maybe the chances are against, more chances are that is okay, but still, check it out, because we're concerned that there might be a chance that there is here an Isser. But we're concerned only if you violate a for sure Isser. Not a Safek Deraisa. Only if it's for sure an Isser. So because of that, only if you can figure out all of the questions, because of that, we want you to check it out. So if we hold that the reason why you have to check it out in Sfeik Sfeika B'dika Levarurei, because we're concerned you might do a definite Isser, only if you manage to answer all of the questions, only then you have to investigate and not rely on Sfeik Sfeika. That is one reason, and that is the reason of both Pischei Tshuva, Rav Iger, and Tosfot. Since here in our case, you cannot answer all the questions, so in that case, it's fine, rely on Sfeik Sfeika. And we won't find out afterwards that you did a definite Isser. We won't find out because you cannot answer all the questions. But, he says, what is the opinion of Rashi and the Shach? That they say that even if you could answer part of the questions, find out what you could find out. So he says in the second paragraph, Ach yesh lomar otam beha. דלא אזן מספיק ספיקה, היכא דאיכא לברורי. והוא, דספק שאפשר לבררו, אין שם ספק עליו, אלא חיסרון ידיעה בעלמא הוא, וגרם מיני. ולא אמרה תורה לאיזה בתר ספיק ספיקה, אלא היכא דאיש ספק, לפנינו ספק, אבל לא בחיסרון ידיעה בעלמא. Says the Shach, you know what is the problem? The problem is, that if you could actually figure this thing out, it's not a Sfeik Sfeika. It's not a Sfeik Sfeika. It just says that you're a person that doesn't know this particular thing. I don't know if turning light on Shabbos is mutar asul. That's because I'm in a Maaretz. I don't know this thing. Does it make it a Safek? It's easily to find out. Open every single book, you'll see. The rabbis say, don't turn on the light on Shabbos. So there's a Safek. You could actually check this thing out. So this is not considered to be a Safek at all. Why do you have to go out and try to investigate the Metzius in the case they could actually figure it out? Because if you can figure it out, it means it's not a Suffolk. A Suffolk is something that you cannot know what this thing is. You happen not to know? Okay, Shkoyach, you don't know many things. I don't know a thing about computers. What could I do? So that means there's a Suffolk? It's a chisaron idea. It's a lack of knowledge. That's what it is. The Peshua says the exact same thing. See in footnote number 3. He says, Hakela mipshidut, devehecha desamich biadan shesha varer ha-safek, lo mikre safek klal. If you can find out the answer, this is not considered to be a safek. In Yeshiva, I think it was called Sofek Tipshim. It's a Sofek Tipshim. It's a full Sofek. You just don't know the answer because you're not checking and you're not opening books and not asking people who actually know things. But if this can be actually found out, it's not even considered to be a Sofek. For that reason, says the Shaarei Chaim, that even if you could answer even part of the Sfeikos, you have your two Sfeikos, a Sfeik Sfeika, but you can answer part of it, if you could answer it, that means there's no Sfeik Sfeika. There's only one Sufik, because you can actually know the Messias about this thing. If you can know the Messias about this thing, so in that case, you have to check it out, delete, or determine whether this is a Sufik or not, and only then you know if it's a Sfeik Sfeika. If you could find out this answer, so in that case, it's not a Sufik. It's just called a Chison Idiya. You're putting your head in under the ground, and you don't know. So again, what is the Machlokas of the Shach and Rav Iger regarding Sfeik Sfeika, if you could figure out only one of the questions? So according to Kveger, our concern is that you might do an Isser. I mean, we're giving you a kula, but you know what? Maybe you'll find out that there's an Isser, but we're concerned that only if it's a Vada Isser. So only if you could find out for sure, only then you have to check, only if you could answer both questions, then you have to do so. But according to the Shach, if you could only answer one question, no, you don't have to do that. But according to the Shach, no. The reason why you have to check it out, and investigate. Yeah, why is that so? Because a suffix that you could know the answer is not a suffix. And since it's not a suffix, so even if you could answer only one question, so in that case, it doesn't add up to the suffix list, and it's not even considered to be a sfeika. And that is the opinion of Tosfot, according to the Shari Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Okay?
Why it doesn't say the publicizes in the event that you could able